Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 26th, Thursday. 2019, day 268. Today's topic, from sensuality back to sensitivity, to Abba's embrace. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood, and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 106, verses 32 to 39, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 12, to chapter 50, verse 11, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 32. Proverbs 24, verses 5 through 6. Today's main passage from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 to 24. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned. When you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus, you were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening, the topic I received today is from sensuality back to sensitivity, to Abba's embrace. Today I've got two very important key words from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 19. Number 1, sensitivity. It reminds me of Luke chapter 15, verse 17, speaking of the first moment of the return of the prodigal son, when he came to his senses. Number 2, sensuality. Since the very beginning that we as human beings have been drunken in all kinds of sensuality. Nowadays, drunken in loss of sensuality from the control of electronics. Let us get out of the control of sensuality back to sensitivity so that we can be in Abba's embrace again. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to get out of the control of sensuality back to sensitivity so that we can be in your embrace again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number 1, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to get out of the control of sensuality back to sensitivity so that we can be in Abba's embrace again? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.